RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Bumblebee, now playing in area theaters.
The Transformers film franchise is known as a bloated monstrosity, saddled with cheesy humor, eye-rolling storylines, and obscene running times. Bumblebee, the sixth film, and also a spin-off and a prequel, arrives with significant baggage from the sins of its predecessors and should not work. But it does. Bumblebee is an honest, hard-earned, good time at the movies. Michael Bay stays on as producer, but turns over the director's chair to stop-motion veteran Travis Knight. Knight takes the story back to the mid-1980s, an era when the Transformers fan base first fell in love with the Autobots, and fashions a Spielberg-type coming-of-age tale about a girl and her car. She helps Bumblebee blend in on Earth and fight some Decepticons. Bumblebee helps her deal emotionally with a dead parent and trouble at home. And both of them help an audience who believes they know better inch cautiously back toward a Transformers franchise, which has jilted them before, but earns back some respect. Charlie Watson, played by Haley Steinfeld, is just your typical 18-year-old 1987 girl. She wakes up to the Smiths, works at a hot dog on a stick at the local amusement park, and scavenges at the local rundown car chop shop in her spare time. Okay, she's not that normal. It's convenient for Bumblebee, who finds himself with robot amnesia and without vocal circuits after escaping from Cybertron, that he falls into the hands of a capable gearhead. Optimus Prime sends Bumblebee to Earth to prepare a base for the remaining Autobots after a cataclysmic opening battle shows the Decepticons on the verge of wiping them out. Bumblebee immediately gets diced by a Decepticon and runs afoul of the local army detachment, led by Agent Burns, played by John Cena. Far from a promising start. There are two reasons this prequel is more engaging than its older siblings. First, it's the 80s nostalgia. People connect Transformers with that decade. Charlie spruces up Bumblebee, disguised as a junk heap VW bug, to Bon Jovi's Runaway. There are amusing bits where Bumblebee spits out cassette tapes of the Smiths and Rick Astley, because this robot neither digs depressive nor sugar-coated pop. There is a box of Mr. T cereal on the kitchen table, and the family's new stepdad is relieved when whatever tore apart their house spared the beloved reel-to-reel. Nostalgic kitsch will only take audiences so far, though. The second reason Bumblebee scores is the connection between robot and human. We know Haley Steinfeld is acting against and reacting to thin air, and sometimes a mark on the wall where a behemoth robot should be. She pulls it off and more. Steinfeld was only 15 when she earned an Oscar nomination for the Coen Brothers' True Grit remake. Folks easily dismiss actors who perform on green screens and CGI effects. But Steinfeld gives off authentic empathy when she hugs Bumblebee or watches him get harpooned and torn up for the umpteenth time. She creates subtle, quiet moments, which ironically make this Transformers episode stronger, when another whiz-bang action sequence would dilute the moment. Pamela Adlon is a welcome presence as Charlie's anxious mother, and John Cena is merely along for the ride to provide a dash of human antagonism when we need a break from Decepticons, Dropkick, and Shatter. Employing Travis Knight to take over for Michael Bay should earn someone the Good Idea of the Year award. Knight directed Kubo and the Two Strings to a Best Animated Film nomination, and was the lead animator for Coraline, Paranorman, and the Box Trolls. Laika is a special studio and beloved to those who appreciate the painstaking effort behind stop-motion films. Watching gargantuan robots relentlessly pummel one another remains a somewhat off-putting drawback to this Transformers iteration, but check out the scene where Charlie is underneath the VW bug and Bumblebee transforms into a robot right above her incredulous eyes. Knight takes care to make it an extra special transformation, perhaps the most important one in the entire film. Even though he cannot talk, Bumblebee assumes the absent father figure role in Charlie's life when she needs it the most. when the best anyone else can offer her is a book on how you should smile more to attract more friends. The bond between these two pops off the screen and keeps our attention. It is all the more depressing knowing 20 years later, Bumblebee is going to start hanging out with Shia LaBeouf and endure 5 sensory-numbing spectacles. That is why I give Bumblebee 3 out of 4 stars.
Bumblebee, rated PG-13, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Regal Largo Mall 8, The Britain Cinemas, and AMC West Shore 14. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, J-U-H-L, .com.